I'm Sanjay Gupta in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. The woman in charge of rolling out healthcare reform answers her critics, some of whom want her to resign. It's a CNN exclusive. Let's get started. Now, by next spring, every American is supposed to have health insurance. Most will get it through their employers, many through Medicaid. But millions will buy coverage on their own. In states like California, New York, Kentucky, and 11 others, they've set up their own marketplaces so people can shop for it, and those websites are doing all right. In 36 other states, though, people have to use the federal site, healthcare.gov, and it is an ungodly mess. New polling bears this out. CBS News asks this: how is the sign-up going? 12% say it's going well. Just 12%. Nearly half say it's not. And even though you can sign up by phone, not just online, trouble with the website is reflecting badly on the Health Care Act itself. In a new ABC News Washington Post poll, 55% say problems with the website are a sign of broader problems. Now remember, this is President Obama's signature accomplishment. He battled to pass it. He fought to defend it. He campaigned to preserve it. And he withstood a government shutdown aimed at destroying it. Well, today the White House promised what they're calling a technology surge to fix it. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius today named a management troubleshooter to head up the efforts. Critics, though, say she's the problem, accusing her of bungling the rollout and not having answers to some very basic accountability questions. Well, tonight, she speaks to those critics. It's a 360 exclusive, and here's part one.